रहे हैं डकार।
हेलो, आई एम गीतांजलि एंड दिस इज माय फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। January flew too soon, man, with all the healthy food resolutions and marathon runs. I was on a trip to the up north, and as you all know, winters and food make a kind of deadly combination together. So that makes me say, I was there for a retox, not detox. We see a lot of people who travel that part of the country captioning, "Mountains are calling and I must go." Well, to tell you the truth, I felt the same when I was traveling through those luscious green corridor of Dharamshala, when you feel that fresh breeze smashing on your face, smiling people, and of course the huge mountains gazing at you. I mean, it actually sort of demonstrated immense beauty and strength. You wake up looking at that view, and that pace in the environment makes you escape from everything else apart from the very moment of existence. So my stay was at this very artistic place called the Divine Hima. And you know, when you see such places built by people who leave their comfort to start a place purely with passion and dedication, with personal touch from the scratch, you tend to get expressively involved in it. So in my segment today, I have with me Sanjay Kumbhakarni, who not just owns this place, but runs it as well. His zeal for photography and poetry is seen on the walls of this place. His involvement in the kitchen, the variety in the pickling done by him, compels me to have him on my next segment today. So here I am sitting on his terrace facing a spectacular view with some piping hot sea buckthorn ginger tea.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Sanjay, we can only dream this fancy of leaving a job and settling in mountains and do what you really aspire to. Tell me about your dream to reality transition.
You know what, at 55 years of age, I know I've come back to my roots. I belong to this place. You can define me as a geologist turned cook and a hotelier. I was with the Geological Survey of India as a geologist for 25 years. And my work entailed me to be in the wilderness for most part of the year. And I was cooking my own food in the forest and writing my own recipes. So over 25 years, a lot of things got collected and cooking became a passion for me. And then the idea came up to build a hotel and test my skills. So there we go. It took me 5 years making this place. And now it's been 2 years old. And we're doing good.
There are a lot of different things here, like very small elements or this clay pot over wooden sticks at the entry. Even the menu, it's not cuisine specific. It clearly shows a personal touch of your past and present together.
I write my own recipes. So the menu was born out of them. During my stint as a geologist, you know, in the wilderness, like I said, I used to collect so many things which other people would ignore in the forest. I mean, forest floor pickings and driftwood and stones and rocks. And down the line, photography happened, poetry happened. And then I decided to, you know, bring everything under one roof.
The produce is very different in mountains. So tell us about that.
Local traditional food, which we make here, is available here. For example, fennel, aniseed, ginger powder, and some of the stuff I source from outside. And vegetables, for example, colocasia, you know colocasia, it's arbi in Hindi, so the arbi leaves, it is popular in South India as well, I've heard, called patrod. Patrod is traditional local food in monsoons, so the leaves are in bloom. Then there's something called lasura, it's a berry kind of a thing, which is not available anywhere else other than this part of Himachal and India. It's a wild berry, it's lacy kind of a thing. I mean, I'm talking about stuff like which you won't get anywhere else. Then Madra, during festivities, people have dham. It's called a Kangri dham. So Kangri dham involves small portions of about 10 things, locally sourced, you know, and made traditionally. It includes patrod, it includes lasuda, it includes madra, it includes telima, different sort of lentils, and each has a different flavor. Some is cooked with mustard oil, some is cooked with aniseed, some is cooked with fennel seeds. It's pretty interesting, you know. It's like a grand feast.
Tell me something, Sanjay. From availability of locally produced ingredients to extreme weather conditions to clients from foreign land who have their own food specifications, and coming back to your passion for cooking, how do you manage juggling between all these requirements at the same time?
Basically, you know, I personally have to be here. If I am here, all this is possible, because I know how to balance stuff, you know. There are many foreigners who come here, they want to try local traditional food, but on the top of it, they say that, oh, well, we are vegans. Now I get stuck there, you know, but then I have to improvise. I still make that kangri dham for them, but it's a vegan dham. And some will come, yeah, I also want to try this stuff, but no gluten for me. Most of the foreigners are good, I mean, in eating, you know, they have no qualms about it. But then, like some Indian tourists, Jainis come, and they want Jain food with no onions, no garlic, no ginger. We got to improvise, and we do. And but like I said, I have to be here, you know. I cannot just leave. You know, weather patterns have been changing over the past 10, 20 years now. Earlier, we used to have snow in December and January. Now that pattern has shifted to late January and February. Because of that, and the crop patterns have also changed, you know, the crop is delayed, and food habits also change, because when it is colder, people tend to eat certain kind of foods, and when it's warmer, people tend to eat certain kind of foods. So it's, I mean, it's kind of very dynamic right now.
I think I have got addicted to this sea buckthorn tea in these 2 days. It's not tea exactly, but fruity and hot. Where do you get such ideas from?
I worked around sea buckthorn bush. It's a very short bush. It's a very thorny bush. And they got orange berries. To extract those berries is really difficult, because it's so thorny. You got to put gloves. And it grows only above 11,000, 12,000 feet altitude. You will not find it here. You will only find it above these altitudes. People living in those areas, they extract these berries. And then it's become a small cottage industry kind of a thing now, but it's got a great food value. Extracting them is the trick, you know. That's why they are costly. And you make crushes out of them, you make juices out of them. You can drink them with hot water, or you can drink it as a cold drink.
According to you, what is that one should not miss eating when in Dharamshala?
Well, you can buy my pickles, of course.
I saw a huge range of pickles. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, I make my own pickles. I love pickling. So I got so many pickles displayed downstairs, right from wild gooseberry to jackfruit to mango to chilies and something in edible roots, which you won't get anywhere else. It's called taradi, and lime. And I mean, I love pickling, so you can carry my pickles to begin with. And then local produce is jamun ki chutney. That's also locally made here. Bamboo pickles and bamboo murabba is also made here. Then, of course, you got to take a must is the kangra tea. It's pretty famous. There are different sorts of, and the best is the oolong. So you could try the kangra oolong tea. There are people who make local wines as well. Fruit wines like peach, apricot, apple, local grapes. So they're also nice.
Thank you so much, Sanjay. Your hospitality is indeed commendable. And thank you guys for listening to me. And the good news is that from now on, Dakar is also available on Saavn, where you can listen me apart from Book My Show Jukebox, Audio Boom, iTunes and SoundCloud. Hit me up with any feedback or just comment and let me know if pakoras can be our national dish. And I hope you're also checking my food stories on Dakar123 on Instagram. And as I always say, don't forget to rate, like, subscribe and review if you like it. Bye for now.